And now we turn to another country that's still recovering from a natural disaster. The world has been watching northern Chile lately, where 33 miners are trapped underground. 6 months ago, eyes were on southern Chile, where a huge earthquake killed more than 500 people. Homes and businesses were destroyed. A tsunami pounded the coast, wiping out entire villages. Now, some are saying government recovery efforts have not been swift enough. Annie Murphy reports.
The city of Concepcion was one of the hardest hit by February's earthquake, and it doesn't look much different than it did 6 months ago. Many streets are still littered with debris. One high-rise apartment building still lies toppled on its side. Another still stands, but just barely. The top third crushed like a cake. But at least services like light and water are back, and many people have returned to their homes. That isn't the case in the nearby fishing village of Dichato. After the quake hit, the sea receded, and local residents made a run for the hills. Because when the sea returned, it buried the town under a wall of water and nearly leveled the area by the shore. Now, all that remains are the cement skeletons of a few buildings and a lot of rubble. But fisherman Raul Vera still comes here every day to look at the ocean. Vera was born and raised in Dichato. Right before the quake, he'd finally bought his own boat, which he named the Poseidon. And he'd just moved into his own house, 2 blocks from the water. But the tsunami swept away the house, smashed his boat in two, and left Vera without a job.
Avance, nada. Ni un avance, no hay limpieza.
Nothing has gotten better, not one improvement, he says. There's no cleanup, and right now we can't rebuild. Just a week ago, the government started clearing away the rubble. Locals have staged protests. They feel the government isn't handling the reconstruction properly. Many of them, like Raul, are living in temporary camps. At this camp, some students are making balloon animals for kids. They're in a large clearing surrounded by evergreens. It's row upon row of spare wooden huts with metal roofs. Each is approximately 10 by 20 feet. Since there's no running water or bathrooms, people here use portable toilets and take bucket baths. 24-year-old Connie Bravo is filling up buckets to wash her 2 toddlers. She shows me around her shelter.
Es cocina, todo se almuerza. Y eso, ahí, el dormitorio.
There's a bed, a table, 2 chairs, and a stove with some cold toast sitting on one burner. It's the end of winter in the southern hemisphere, and it's chilly and damp. 4 people live here. Bravo says they're uncomfortable, but doesn't think there's much to be done. In the end, the government's the government, she says, and it just does what it can. We can't really ask for a lot. Bravo's neighbor, Eglantina Chavez, is outside trying to fix a broken washing machine. It's infuriating that the government hasn't worried more about us here in Dichato, Chavez says. There are no psychologists or nurses for the kids, nothing. The government can't just leave us here, tossed aside. Government officials, however, say they're doing all they can. Sergio Bearswill is a government planner who's overseeing coastal reconstruction in this region.
Los reclamos de la comunidad en un campamento siempre van a tener un nivel de legitimidad porque ellos están.
Of course, these complaints have some legitimacy, he says, because these people are living in extreme conditions. But people are gradually getting behind the dream we have for rebuilding. And, he adds, their houses should all be under construction by the middle of next year. 66-year-old Victor Galindo worked most of his life in a local lumberyard. And now he's cutting wood for his stove to keep him and his wife warm at night. The government told us we could be waiting for up to 3 or 4 years here in the camp, he says. At my age, I wonder if I'll even live to see my new house. For NPR News, this is Annie Murphy in Concepcion, Chile.